What a victory for Trump. What a victory for the Constitution. What a victory for the rule of law. The miracle of Trump's survival is just, like I said, a miracle. We should all be thanking and praising God in addition to praying for the other victims. Another miracle today, in some ways, was the dismissal, the complete dismissal, the destruction, the decimation, the takedown of Jack Smith's sham documents case against President Trump in Florida. Judge Eileen Cannon, dismissed completely the charges against Trump and the other defendants there. Why? Because Jack Smith is an unconstitutional appointed prosecutor. Unconstitutionally appointed prosecutor. He's rogue. He had no power to do what he did under the Constitution, something that yours truly and Judicial Watch has been saying for years with these rogue special counsels. As we said in the statement for Trump, responding to this massive victory for Trump and the Constitution and the rule of law, this case should never have been brought. There were multiple reasons to dismiss these charges, in my view. But this is a pretty simple reason. Essentially, the Constitution requires that someone who's exercising the awesome and dangerous power that a prosecutor like Jack Smith has needs to be appointed under the constitutional processes requiring that officers of the government be appointed properly, approved by Congress, funded properly by Congress. You just can't slide in your own private little special counsel from outside the government to do your dirty work, which is what they did with Mueller and is what they did with Jack Smith. As Cannon highlighted, you have U.S. attorneys that could be slid into a special counsel position, other government attorneys who might be able to do these types of prosecutions under the proper supervision of properly confirmed individuals in the Justice Department or elsewhere in the government. But Jack Smith is a contract lawyer they brought in. What a victory for Trump. What a victory for the Constitution. What a victory for the rule of law. And I want to read just briefly what Judge Cannon, who has been viciously attacked for daring to confront the abuses of the Justice Department and for, even worse, as far as the left is concerned, giving Trump a fair hearing, ensuring that his rights are protected. I've been a little bit too busy to see the less reaction, but I'm sure it's, oh, Judge Cannon is a Trump appointee. How terrible. What's terrible is that these special counsels have been allowed to run amok for years. This is her key, well, one of her key statements in her opinion. The bottom line is this. The Appointments Clause is a critical constitutional restriction stemming from the separation of powers, and it gives the Congress a considered role in determining the propriety of vesting appointment power for inferior officers. The special counsel's position effectively usurps that important legislative authority, transferring it to a head of department, which is Garland in this case, and in the process threatening the structural liberty inherent in the separation of powers. So this is an issue about how we're going to govern ourselves and whether the Constitution is going to govern or we're going to have rule by men like Garland. If the political branches wish to grant the Attorney General power to appoint Special Counsel Smith to investigate and prosecute this action with the full powers of a United States attorney, there's a valid means by which to do so. He can be appointed and confirmed through the default method prescribed in the Appointments Clause, as Congress has directed for United States attorneys throughout American history, which means he has to be confirmed by the Senate. Or Congress can authorize his appointment through enactment of positive statutory law consistent with the Appointments Clause, neither of which has happened. So now the case against Trump, at least for now, is dead in Miami. So it's a big victory for the rule of law, a big victory for the U.S. Constitution. This case should never have been brought. You know, I've seen these abuses up front, up close. I was harassed by Jack Smith's special counsel operation. Judicial Watch was harassed by Jack Smith's special counsel operation. So we know there are abusers over there. And as I say in our release, Judicial Watch has long called out the unconstitutional special counsels and their attendant abuses of Trump and other innocent political targets. And so what does this mean? It means the case in Florida against Trump for now is dead. Now, I'm sure the anti-Trump Justice Department will desperately try to appeal this to the 11th Circuit, which is the Court of Appeals overseeing Judge Cannon, and maybe even to the Supreme Court. In the meantime, these other Supreme Court decisions on immunity, the Fisher case that knocks out, it looks like, part of the obstruction sham charges against Trump up here in Washington, D.C., I think the cases should be dismissed as well, almost out of hand. But the judge up here is a notorious anti-Trump activist, so I don't trust that she'll do the right thing here, but maybe she will. But certainly this is going to raise core issues about the ability of Jack Smith to lawfully bring any of this. What he did now in Florida, according to a federal court judge, is a nullity. I call it the empty set. The charges, there's nothing there. And Jack Smith abused power, or Garland allowed the abuse of power by having Jack Smith come in. And of course, Judicial Watch will continue to investigate and litigate these issues. We have lawsuits to try to get the names of Jack Smith's top people. He doesn't want to tell us who's helping him try to jail Trump. Numerous other lawsuits we have into these abuses targeting Trump. So they can attack us. They can target us. But we're not going to back down. Judicial Watch is going to stand strong. I've been saying that these special counsels are unconstitutional since Mueller came in. And so we've been vindicated. So great news. Great news for Trump. Another vindication and another judicial decision confirming he was abused. His civil rights were abused by unlawful exercises of power by the Biden regime.
Thanks for watching. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button and like our video down below.